On today's Technobabble, 5 things to keep in mind when you're showing movie clips in your church service.
This is Technobabble, your weekly source for church video and graphics news, perspectives, tips, and tricks. And now here's your host, Paul Clifford.
Hi, everyone, and welcome again to another episode of Technobabble. I, of course, am your host, Paul Allen Clifford, and I would love for you to join the conversation. So if you could head over to trinitydigitalmedia.com/contact, I'd be happy to talk to you over there. You can also find my other contact information, so if you'd like to leave a message on the toll-free voicemail line, that's listed there. That's 1-877-763-3246 if you'd just prefer to call directly, or you can hit me up on Twitter, Paul Allen Cliff. You can see that in my lower third, PaulAllanClif, and I can absolutely talk to you there as well, or drop me a line on email, paul@trinitydigitalmedia.com. So before we get started, I do want to talk about a couple of the things that I typically talk about on these shows, and one of them is about hosting. I really believe that live streaming is going to be just the next big thing in your church, and that's why I recommend churchstreaming.tv. Churchstreaming.tv provides a flat rate account that enables you to stream live over the internet. You might be thinking, if you've never done this before, that you just put a feed up directly on your website? Not really. That could come back and bite you seriously if you directly put up a feed from your church to your website and then your website got hit by 20, 100 people at once. Woo, probably knock down your server for most churches. So what you do is you use a live streaming hosts like churchstreaming.tv. And in addition, they also do things like video streaming for iOS and Android devices or a Roku channel, all of which have been very helpful to me personally. And I think that all churches need to think about this as we go forward, that they could have live streaming services online that are viewable either on the person's television or via their tablet, their phone, etc. And that's just some of the things that churchstreaming.tv offers. So I have a deal for you. If you go to trinitydigitalmedia.com/churchstreaming, we'll give you 1 month free to try them out. See if you like it. See if it fits your needs. I don't want you to spend money on something you're not going to use. So if you try it out and go, man, this is not for me, that's fine. 1 month, absolutely free. And it's a full account. So you can do all the stuff and see if it's what would be helpful to you and your church. So head over to trinitydigitalmedia.com/churchstreaming to do that. Also, I'd love to recommend my pastor's book. Now, this isn't a paid endorsement, just as churchstreaming.tv isn't paid, although if you do complete that trial, I do get a little something. But my pastor's book, What Life Are You Waiting For? I'm recommending this not out of the goodness of my heart, but because I love you and I want to see you go out and change eternity, just like I talked about yesterday on the Eternity Changers show. So this book is available for pre-order, and I've been a part of this church for over a decade, and my pastor has really led into me and the congregation in general about not waiting for the perfect time to do what you want to do when there's no risk, when everything is exactly right, because as it turns out, if you wait for the perfect time never comes. So this book instructs you on overcoming some of the barriers, overcoming some of the things that are keeping you back, and realizing the fuel that you need to run on, not success, not adoration and praise from other people, but the love of God itself. So I really want you to order this book. So head over to trinitydigitalmedia.com/whatlifebook, or actually the What Life book, as I'm telling you this right now, that URL isn't working for some reason. So try just trinitydigitalmedia.com/whatlife, and you can order that from Amazon. It's a Tyndale published book, so we're not talking about a 5-page pamphlet that a lot of people are selling online. This is a real legitimate book that you will see in your local Christian bookstore very likely in the future. So head over there and take a look at that today, and I think you'll be really glad that you did. So let's talk about some of these things, shall we? Because a lot of people think, oh, I just rent the DVD or the Blu-ray, I throw it up on the screen, and I'm golden. No, you're not. I wish it was that way, but the movie industry, even Christian movies, know that there are separate rights that they have that you need to pay for separately. Now, you might be assuming that if you don't charge for admission to your church, that therefore you don't need to pay for these rights. That is not the truth. The truth is that you need to pay to use a movie clip whether you make money on it or not. You might have noticed at the beginning of a lot of movies that you rent recently that they have actually specifically said that in the FBI warning, that it doesn't matter whether you make money or not, it can still be copyright infringement. So number one is, remember that you can't do whatever you want. So number one, there are copyright issues that you have to deal with. So that's the first thing that I want you to remember. Number two, to get around those for the live service, you can use services like wingclips.com, or I think it's CVLI, Church Video Licensing Incorporated, CVLI.org, I believe. And make sure, if you're using CVLI, that the clip you're planning on using is covered. That's something that I've seen a lot, is certain movies are covered and certain ones are not. And if you go with the Christian movie package, you're not going to get stuff that's put out by secular producers. So that's also very, very important that you realize that there are certain ones that are covered, certain ones that aren't, and depending on which way you go, there are also certain ones that are covered and some that are not. So that's very, very importante. So wingclips.com, which allows you, by the way, to download the clip. You pay a price, I think it's like 10 bucks, and you might be thinking, well, that's a lot more than renting the entire movie. Yeah, but let me ask you this. Let's say you rent it from Redbox for $1, and you show it and you get sued. Would it have been worth $9 not to get sued? You're probably thinking, yeah, I can't even call an attorney and let them know that I've been sued for $9 or less. Yeah. So that's why I would do this. So wingclips.com or CVLI.org. So those two are the ones that I would use. So that's number two. Number one, you can't do whatever you want. Number two, when you're showing movie clips, go ahead and use WinClips or CVLI. Number three, you cannot do the following things. You cannot live stream clips, even those that you get from these services or that you have a license for, and you can't allow people to download them. And you cannot remix them. So this is something that I've seen a lot of churches do, and as far as I understand, remember I'm not a lawyer, don't even play one on this podcast, but as far as I understand, you're not allowed to do that, and even if you paid for the rights to show this in your church, which is what the rights are for, by the way, just to show it in front of an audience, as long as you paid for that, that doesn't mean that you can show it online, and it doesn't mean that you can take it and make it into a movie montage, doesn't mean that you can show it at the same time that you're singing a song. There are a lot of things that it does not allow you to do. So make sure that you keep that in mind as you're planning your service. The idea of these services is that you can use them to show just a short clip illustrating a point. So you might remember there was a movie called Fun with Dick and Jane a few years ago with Jim Carrey and Taya Leone, and it was all about a couple that were in major financial distress, and so they started stealing. Well, that was a remake of an earlier movie, by the way, with the same title. So we showed, on a finance week, we showed a clip of Jane confronting Dick about their actual state of financial affairs. And that worked really, really well. And we got that from WinClips. So basically, it was search, pay, download, use. Done. Made it a lot easier. We knew we were covered. And we did this at our satellite campus only, so there was no streaming involved, and everybody is happy. So remember, there are still things that you cannot do, even if you use a service, like WinClips or MPLI, sorry, CVLI.org. Next, have a plan for cussing. A lot of movie clips include words. Now you need to decide what words are permissible in your church. You might be a very hip, cool with it church, and of course some words are obvious that you still won't use those. You wouldn't use, say, the S word, or maybe GD you wouldn't use. But what about the technical term for male or female anatomy? I think that's as delicate as I can put it. What about those words? If they use the technical term, not the slang term, you probably wouldn't want to use the slang term, but if you use the technical term, and it's clear that that's what they're talking about, you know, it's not that they're talking, yeah, so if you're using the technical term, it would be clear, wouldn't it? So there was a movie clip we did a few years ago, probably about 8 years ago, and the leader who normally makes that call was out of town, and we didn't have a list of words, so we showed this clip that included the technical term for female anatomy, because it's a technical term, and it wouldn't be censored on TV, and I said, you know, given our congregation, I made this call, I made a mistake, that I didn't think it was a problem, and other people listened to me. When the leader who made that call got back in town, apparently it was on the list of things that we wouldn't use, so I took a little ding for that. So, just brainstorm through all the words that you would use in a movie clip, that you would see in a movie clip, and decide whether you would allow those in your church or not, and have a plan on how to do it. Are you going to edit the clip? I recommend you don't edit the clip, because you're not supposed to. But what some people do is they either put in a beep, or they take the word and they reverse it, so the same number of syllables are there, but it's unintelligible. That's fine too. You could decide not to use the clip altogether. That's probably a better way to do it. Maybe you just have the person on the soundboard just writing the mute button and make sure they get plenty of practice so that they can hit it. And just basically have a plan for what you're going to allow, what words you're going to allow in your church service. Number four, and I think that, number five. So we've had think about copyright. We've had use Wingclips or CVLI.org. We've had number three, there are certain things you still can't do. Number four, having a plan for cussing and what words are cussing and what words aren't. And number five, watch thoroughly on your big screen before you play this. This really matters for a couple of reasons. If you get the movie from something other than a download from like Wingclips, it's possible that something which is outside of the frame, in video we call that the action safe or the title safe title, those areas, it could be that something outside of those areas that is cropped off by your television is not cropped off by your screen. So, perfect example, I was fast-forwarding through a VHS copy of National Lampoon's Vacation, and you're probably already thinking, National Lampoon's Vacation? I don't know that that's... Yeah, so I'm fast-forwarding through this to find a clip of... that was safe. Just a clip that was safe for us to use. And we had that. But before there was a shower scene with Beverly D'Angelo. And in that shower scene, what was clipped off on the VHS copy, this was 8 years ago, was the fact that she wasn't... Well, you would never show this scene because she was topless in it. But you would also... The reason I'm telling you this story, and you can tell that I'm a little uncomfortable by it, the reason that I'm telling you this story is what was cropped out was she was actually wearing underwear in this scene. So on the 16mm film or whatever film they used, that was there, but they knew that it was going to be cropped out. But the information was still there on the VHS tape. So there are other situations where there might be information along the edges of the frame that you don't normally see on a monitor or a television that once you show it on the big screen, oh wait, I see just off on the edge of this frame, I see a shot of a nude photograph, or something like that. And it could be also that if you watch it on a small screen, there's not enough, it's not big enough for you to notice it. For example, there was another clip that we used, again, about 8-9 years ago from As Good As It Gets. And in that clip, Helen, I can't remember her last name, She was the lady on Mad About You, the star of As Good As It Gets. She was talking to Greg Kinnear's character, who's an artist, and he painted nudes. So once we showed it on the big screen, it was very clear that a lot of his paintings were in the background, and you could make out that they were nudes, and we hadn't watched that on the big screen, so when you watch it on the much smaller screen, it was much less obvious than life-size paintings of naked women. So there are all kinds of things that can go awry when you're watching, when you're showing a video clip in your church service. So you just need to have previewed it on the actual screen to make sure that you don't notice something all of a sudden that you didn't notice before. So those are the five things that I would look for and keep in mind when you're showing video clips in your church service. Remember, movie clips are a tool. They can teach us about grace. They can teach us what our culture thinks about what we actually think about. They can instruct us. And they're one of the most beloved means of communication in our culture. So to not use them just across the board, I think, is to not use a tool that we have at our disposal. But remember that it really matters that we use these tools and we use them well, honoring the people that put the work into them. So that's why copyright matters. Remember Romans 13, written by a guy who was eventually killed by the very government he tells us to follow the rules of, being willing to suffer the consequences if you don't follow the rules of that government. So Romans 13 tells us to follow copyright, I believe, and Jesus and the Apostle Paul both did say that the worker is worth his wages. So I absolutely believe that we should do what we can to honor the people that make these things by paying them appropriately, as our laws say we should. So remember to use these tools, remember to use them in a good and honoring way, and remember to have a plan for when there are pieces of content that you do not want to use. And make sure you figure that out, that there are pieces of content that you do not want to use, before you show it in your service. If you do all these things, I think that you will go out and change eternity. Until next time, I'm Paul Allen Clifford with TrinityDigitalMedia.com.